This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Speaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we got some CBD updates, really cool stuff. We're going to tackle, what's that guy, Attorney General Sessions? We don't have to tackle him, but we can show inconsistency there and how, well, the people of Alabama may have got their just cannabis desserts served. Interesting concepts here tonight. Also, questions of the day, one related to systemic candida. The other one, I don't know what to make of that second question of the day, but I'm interested in as to what I'm going to say in response to it, Super Don. You ever had that, those moments where you're like, there's a question of the day that I'm not sure how I'm going to answer, but who knows? We'll get there and we'll find out.
We'll just let it go organically, I guess, right?
Yes, we'll see what happens. Notes are up. Links are up in the notes, robertscottbell.com. Also, banners are up, supportive sponsors, making the message of health, freedom, and liberty go, go, go! 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on our home and broadcast radio syndication, GCN, GCNlive.com, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud, and tonight, succeeding on YouTube as well. Last night,
yay!
Everything crapped out just about, man. You covered for me a little bit. I went in through the MiFi scenario, and we made the show go. The show must go on, and we did it. But we lost the feed for the YouTube. So all y'all watching on YouTube tonight, welcome back. Sorry about that for those of you who love to watch it.
Did you miss us?
I wonder if they missed us. I mean, it was kind of fun. We were talking about that, being on the breaks and not having to be on, right?
It was weird because you're right, because it was like the old days, right? And we were just talking to each other. And it's funny because when we're on like normal, we realize that we're also talking to people on YouTube. So we kind of talk differently and, you know. We don't burp and fart, you know, on the brakes like we used to all the time.
I know. No passing of gaseous emissions that are audible. It's horrible. But I think about that. And, of course, that's the dominant history of radio. It's like you're on a break. And now no longer. And how awkward. Remember how awkward I was when we first did the YouTube video?
You were a little sissy girl.
I was not a sissy girl.
Yes, you were.
A sissy girl? How was I a sissy girl?
I didn't want to do it.
Oh, you'll see. Next time we have Casey Krejci on from Living Fuel. We'll put that picture in the notes of me. You know, he's a huge guy. My head's on his shoulder.
Put your head on my shoulder.
and I've warned people on Advanced Medicine Monday coming up with Dr. Batar. We got a picture we haven't published yet of me and TMB, Ty Bollinger, on either side of him, kissing him on the cheek. It's hilarious, but only manly men could do that because we're not afraid to show affection. We really care about folks, and we're not afraid of that. But anyway,
like them bears,
right? You like them bears, right? Right. All right. So let's dive headlong into our first subject of the hour, and I think it's preceded by
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb, paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Yo, Dr. Green Thumb, come on, back, prepare. Well, the World Health Organization, the same organization that redefined the term pandemic to mean, I don't know, a few people might be sick and everybody's going to die. Remember that with the was it the swine flu? But
all right.
Yeah, we're not big fans of the World Health Organization. There are a lot of pharmaceutical conflicts of interest at the level of the WHO. They also buy into a lot of the pharmaceutical scams, including vaccination, including HIV, which may not even have been officially isolated, but there is certainly no test for it. Look it up. Don't be mad at me. Watch the documentary film House of Numbers. You'll see how faulty the claim that the HIV test is a test for HIV. I bring this up because, you know, the World Health Organization, not very credible in my eyes in many cases, many ways. But it's not to say that I would dismiss them outright all of the time, every time. It's just like at the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, the CDC&P, in Atlanta, Clifton Road, aligned with Emory University, where I went. There, not everybody's wrong there. Just the virologists. Well, you think that's all they are, but the reality is deep down in the basement somewhere, they also have the toxicologists. Those people actually know what's going on. They understand the law of the terrain, the environment, and how when you intoxicate and poison it, stuff manifests that you don't like. Like viral proteins, right? Scouring about. Bacterial infections, fungal issues, stuff like that. So, just to say all of that, that there are some times that the World Health Organization even gets it right. And this was one of those strange and scary times, Super Don. Don't freak out.
Okay.
But, the World Health Organization just endorsed a gentle view of cannabidiol. Talking about kinder and gentler, right? We opened with that today.
Nice.
A gentler view of cannabidiol this week while issuing its sternest warning yet against the synthetic opioid carfentanil.
Wow. So that's kind of a double, that's a double whammy right there.
Double dose of goodness from the World Health Organization. How is this possible? Has hell frozen over? Are cats and dogs sleeping together? What's going on out there? So, they acknowledge cannabidiol. Of course, they still, in reference point on CNN, call it the marijuana plant. A racist term, right? Don't like the Mexicans. Let's call it marijuana so people won't use it. No, it's cannabis. It's hemp, right? But they say it's not likely to be abused or create dependence. Hello? What have we been saying for the last few years on the air? Sure, we were late to the party, too. We bought the lies from WHO, from the Drug Enforcement Agency, from all the people that adopted, oh, weed is bad, weed is going to kill you, weed is from the devil. Well, in fact, you know what's from the devil? If anything's from the devil, Big Pharma is from the devil. The demon spawn of IG Farben, World War II, Nazi Germany. Tell me that's heavenly. No, I think not. But the World Health Organization finally come out and go, yay, the CBD, not that bad. You're not going to get addicted. You're not going to abuse it. But the thing that you're going to die from are the opioids, including that synthetic carfentanil and the various derivations of fentanyl. So, Super D, do we need to retire now if the World Health Organization agrees with us? What do we do now?
Oh, you know, I wish it were that simple.
It's always complicated.
That's only one acronym that we can say something positive about this week.
Right.
But I'm sure there's going to be plenty more to talk about with the World Health Organization moving forward.
Yeah, there's always more. But again, they foment the fear, pandemics, real or imagined, mostly imagined, and that promotes what? The agenda of the pharmaceutical industrial complex, which has purchased your government, which owns your regulatory agencies around the world, to foist monopoly medicine into the people, into the arms and butts of babies. They will inject toxic poisons. They will promote drugs, which are the third leading cause of death, at least acknowledged by the peer-reviewed literature. I argue they contribute to the second and first leading cause of death, cancer and heart disease, which are neck and neck for one and two right now. The WHO acknowledging it, cannabis. Yet, we still have such, what is it called, rectal cranial inversion among many of our church leaders and politician leaders on the issue of cannabis. Case in point, Jeff Sessions, a conservative Republican from Alabama. But I repeat myself, a Democrat won. Wait a second. Jeff Sessions had the Senate seat in Alabama.
Right. That Roy Moore was running for. Yes.
Right. He got hired, though, by the Trump administration to be the attorney general, then recuses himself on stuff. And he's... Well, let me just say for the record, Sessions is a very mixed bag. Some of you might call him an old bag, but I'm not going to go there. He's a mixed bag. He's conservative in some ways, limited government in some ways, constitutional in some ways. But on other things, he's like, well, the Constitution, it's a mere suggestion. It's just a kind of a guideline, right? Like the pirate code. We like states' rights when it comes to the right to keep and bear arms, right? This is true of many conservatives. And the liberals will say, we don't like states' rights like that. That must be some kind of racist stuff because the federal government should ban all firearms. You shouldn't be able to have them. Only government should have firearms. And if you're Oprah Winfrey, only your bodyguard should have them, or Rosie O'Donnell. But what about on the issue of cannabis? People historically on the political left would say, yes, go states' rights, right? 29 states and the District of Columbia have nullified federal prohibitions on the plant based on the 10th Amendment that says what to the Constitution? Congress, basically, if you make laws that are not in pursuance with the Constitution, it is the right of the states or the people to nullify those unconstitutional acts on the federal level, right? Those things not enumerated, granted to the federal government, belong to the states or the people, respectively. Therefore, cannabis has become legal and lawful, I shall add, in 29 states and the District of Columbia. Various ways.
And just so you know, Robert, I was just reading this morning, we get to add one more to that list probably next month.
Which one?
That would be Vermont.
Vermont going to join on, so we'll be 30. And the District of Columbia. Now, again, that's nullification. That's state nullification. The left says it's racist when it's for things they don't like. The right says you're anti-gunner if it's for things the left doesn't like. Sessions is up there going, states' rights. Oh, but not on cannabis. And guess what, folks? The guy who just got voted in, who beat Roy Moore, Democrat Doug Jones, is a big proponent of what? Cannabis. Oh, the justice. How interesting.
Hopefully. I mean, yes. I know a lot of people are disappointed about Roy Moore not winning. He had a lot of very loyal supporters. But maybe just a little bit. This might be a silver lining for some of them.
Well, yes, because now it's become a bipartisan issue. Anybody that's conservative that has investigated this issue would be on the side that used to be a liberal issue and would be very pro-cannabis and against the government's prohibition here. And Alabama's going to learn it, perhaps the hard way, but maybe Alabama will move forward as a cannabis-friendly state, unlike many of the southern states that are very reluctant because they bought the church's party line because they were duped, convinced that it's the devil's weed. When the devil's medicine is coming from the FDA. That's why I call them the Fear and Death Administration. But here, we are pro-cannabis and pro-freedom. On all, I think all levels. Call me out if I'm not. Go ahead.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scottville.
Here I come to save the day.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 7017 special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, folks, I love you guys on YouTube making this funny comments. Just I have to chuckle. I can't say them all on the air, though, because the FCC doesn't appreciate some of those comments. But, folks, CV Sciences has the Plus CBD Oil, PLUSCBDOil.com. You can get it. RSB15 gets you 15% off. And we heard yesterday from one of our loyal listeners and friends out there. I'm not going to mention because I didn't talk to her about mentioning her name or her store. But I will just say that in Iowa, the government, the police are raiding, apparently, some stores, health food stores, that carry CBD as a dietary supplement. And I haven't heard the follow-up since yesterday, since I heard this. But, folks, this is tyrannical activity by the police state now in Iowa. When you're dealing with a substance that is a dietary supplement from an industrial plant that is not made to become addictive or get you high, and that is industrial hemp and that which is in it. We've talked about this over the years, but again, the memo is not getting out to certain areas where Big Pharma is having its way. We've talked about Indiana, and now maybe Iowa's getting in on the act. So we're going to have to do some follow-up on that, Super Don.
Indeed, sir. Indeed. Yeah.
But we have good news. There is some good news here.
Good news.
On the medical kidnap front, we had Terry LaPointe on many times over the years. We've referenced her great articles and her overview over at Health Impact News as well. And she's being acknowledged by someone in what I call the mainstream media, but the mainstream conservative media, someone who's developed her own, evidently, online television show, Michelle Malkin, who I wouldn't mind interviewing on this show at a certain time, Super D, that you can arrange.
Okay.
But she has a show called Michelle Malkin Investigates. And she is giving Terry LaPointe special recognition. Do I need to set this clip up from her show, or do I just play it?
No, you know what? Michelle Malkin does a really great job, I think. So let's just go ahead and roll the clip, and this is really cool.
And congratulations, Terry. We're with you.
Today's Bulldog Award goes to Terry LaPointe of MedicalKidnap.com. LaPointe is an investigative reporter who works tirelessly to expose government social services officials who conspire with unethical, abusive health providers to kidnap children from their parents during healthcare disputes. Where so many other journalists shy away, LaPointe fearlessly uncovers the growing threat to the American family that occurs when hospitals' financial interests combine with the jackboot of government overreach. LaPointe is also a dedicated family rights advocate and public speaker. She speaks to civic groups to spread awareness of the unconscionable actions taken by the government. Thank you, Terry, for being a true bulldog who never backs down in the fight for government accountability and justice for families.
Thank you, Terry LaPointe, as well. And thank you, Michelle Malkin, for recognizing the good works of Terry LaPointe. I think that's very cool. And, you know, here is where we've discussed this over the years, the overreach, again, of government bureaucratic agencies. Now we're talking more on the local level with Child Protective Services. Now, if we criticize CPS or Department of Health and Family Services, depends on where you are, what they call it. But if we criticize it, does that mean Super Don and RSB are all for abusive children? No, don't be ridiculous. But the reality is these organizations or agencies have been abusing their powers on behalf of powerful corporations, including local for-profit hospitals, that are able to then experiment on the children who are granted state custody. Granted, I say. They're stolen or kidnapped from their children for the purposes of medical experimentation, or because a parent has a different idea of how the health care of their child should go, right? It's a diagnosis of a chronic disease, even a cancer, and the parents look into this and they go, you know what? I'm looking at the likelihood of success with your chemo, and it looks brutal and miserable. I think we want to try something else. And immediately the state comes in on the side of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. That is the state-sanctioned religion in violation of the First Amendment. Folks, the First Amendment was written to protect you from a state religion, right? We talk about, oh, we're not a theocracy. Well, yes, we are. We're a medical theocracy. And children are stolen because, well, parents say, you know what, the vaccine's not good for my child. And then if there's a divorce proceeding and one of the parents decides to use that as a tool to dig into the parent or the other spouse that they're divorcing. And then they suddenly go to the courts and they say, oh, well, this parent is not being responsible. They won't vaccinate. And they both agreed when they were married. So this is a third rail as I talk about medical politics, but it's not. It's a religious issue, ultimately. And Terry's work has pointed this out and validated the things we've been concerned about and been railing on for many years, Super Don.
Indeed, and it's a problem that has not slowed down and continues to go on. So go check out the good work that they're doing over there at medicalkidnap.com.
Absolutely. Now, when we come back from this break, we'll be talking to folks on the YouTube while we're on break. But there's some questions of the day. One that I'm always enjoying giving nuanced angles to in terms of GI health. Another one, I'm still not sure how I'm going to answer it, but we're going to give it our best try. Could be interesting. I'll be entertained as I do it. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's C-L-E-A-R 55 to 350350.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, we were just chatting right through the break. I didn't even realize we were coming back live on radio. You brought up the net neutrality issue, which we haven't talked about. And, you know, the interest for me, of course, is I'm a freedom guy. And as long as there's not a monopoly in terms of access, I'd like the least amount of interference by government. But if there is only one way to go on, you've got to somehow protect folks. So it's an interesting dilemma.
Here's an example, and this would affect me directly, or mm-hmm. could anyway. I'm a big fan of Netflix. Mm-hmm. I binge watch Netflix. In fact, I just started binge watching a new show because I got through the other one. Yeah. And I just started watching Ash versus Evil Dead.
Okay.
I don't know if you're familiar with
I've heard of
Evil
it,
but yeah, and anyway. So according to what I've read, that let's say your internet provider favors a particular streaming service like Hulu or something, right? Okay. Netflix would be considered competition to Hulu.
Gotcha.
And so what this would do is give your internet provider the ability to slow down or throttle your internet if you're using Netflix
to give a competitive advantage.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, I can see that. That's where I say there is room for some form of regulation in terms of opening up the market wide, so that there will be other channels to do it. And of course, when you threaten that to a monopoly, suddenly they begin to behave a little better, right? I don't think ultimately it's the ideal situation to have one provider, but are there other innovative ways? Let me ask you this, and I don't know if we have the answer right now, but are there other innovative ways that could be used to deliver this kind of service if the government removed it, if they stopped regulating, granting monopolies to
The answer to that question is, and I don't have the details on it, it's a good one, and it's something we should talk about. I think maybe on our future show, maybe get somebody on. But it just all depends. Is there a monopoly on internet? It would appear that way, because there's only a handful of internet companies in the country that I can think of. But it's very much like it used to be with the phone company. Remember that? I mean, you had Ma Bell. That was like, if you had a phone, that's what you got.
Here's the thing, Super D. I have a friend who has done a guerrilla tactic brilliantly to take towers that are not being used, right? They're old towers not being used in rural areas. And he strung together ways to utilize 4G access through, different Wi-Fi things. And he's been able to deliver internet service for very cheap to areas that these big companies have no interest in getting going there. But now as things grow into the sprawl, they say, now we want to go there. And they want to bust out the little guy who's innovated to provide a service that didn't require anybody to invest money against their will, like government taking tax money and making that happen. And he's beating them back at their own game. So that's why I say that. For me, there's always a way. And is it always the way that we think, we've got to get the government to involved here to stop this from happening? Or is it that we can remove the interference to the marketplace by innovators like my friend, who's doing a bang up?
And I will agree with you on that. In fact, I looked into one of those companies. I believe that would be similar to what he's doing, where it's literally you can get 4G unlimited, and it's just a flat fee per month. But those type of companies are far and few between, and it's hard for
them to compete. You know why they're far and
few
between? Well, it is because there are regulations against them. And they are for the big guy, the multinationals again. Once again, the big corporations that people say they hate. And they neglect to think that humans are capable of innovating when given freedom to innovate, right? We talk about the cell phone technology itself, whether you believe it's good or bad. It's amazing what they do in this little thing with more technology than, NASA had in the 60s in the palm of your hand. And yet that happened because there were very few regulations on it, whereas in medicine, where there's all these overt regulations, they're still begging for billions of dollars of your money to cure cancer, despite the fact that innovators outside of their control have already been curing cancer for years, for decades, right? But again, that's why I bring it up, not to discount that there may be need for intervention, but in many cases, the little guy is already blocked out so that innovation is prohibited. So maybe we wouldn't need net neutrality if there were real freedom. Again, throwing it out there, we can talk about this more later.
Leave my internet alone.
Leave my internet alone. All right, folks. Well, what do you think? You still want to know what I think?
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Well, if we can make you think, I'm happy. And if you want me to think because you're asking me a question, this one's coming in from Lycan. I think we've had this person ask us this question before. Did we ever differentiate whether Lakin was a male or a female? Because I don't recall, and I apologize.
Yeah, I don't recall whether we did. We may have, but we have forgotten.
Well,
so,
as long as the question's gender neutral, we should be okay.
Yes.
Nobody will complain. I have been struggling with systemic candida for many years. I've tried diet, supplements, including antifungals, diatomaceous earth, and bentonite clay, Lakin says. I recently found out I am expecting and feel like it's inevitable. Oh, wait a second. We've just figured out whether Lakin is a male or a female.
Okay.
Right? Okay, Lakin is a female. Thank you. Sorry I didn't figure that out before we went to air. I recently found out that I'm expecting and feel like it's inevitable that I'm going to pass this on to my baby. I'm trying to get rid of my first child's candida. It is an uphill battle, it seems. Is there any safe way to clear this candida while pregnant? Thank you, Lakin. Well, yes, the answer is yes. In fact, I was talking with a medical doctor earlier today about this very circumstance. This was a doctor who was working with a woman who has systemic candida, and of course the child has thrush, right? The candida overgrowth in the mouth, and they've been treated with antibiotics, then they moved over to nystatin. And of course, this is an antifungal. They paint the nipple with the, what do they call it, the gentian blue, right? And still, nothing is resolving. And so, here I go again with silver and the silver aloe protocol for the mom to be. You can utilize the silver and the aloe delivered together into the gastrointestinal tract to tamp down the overgrowth of yeast, but primarily and more importantly for the long-term recovery, to repair the lining of the gut, the home, the terrain for the beneficial microbiome in all of its biodiversity that lives happily amongst all of the critters down there. And that would neutralize the overgrowth of yeast. Obviously, you've got to stop feeding the yeast. If you're on a refined carbohydrate diet, that's not going to go over so well. If there are issues of residual heavy metal, and I don't know, Lakin, in your case, do you have any issues of heavy metal? Has your child, for instance, been vaccinated with mercury or aluminum-containing vaccines? These are legitimate, valid questions. I don't know the answer to that. Have you been? Have you gotten flu shots in the past? The mercury is in your system. That can also contribute to the yeast overgrowth. And so we now need to increase selenium, which we all need to do, but even more so in the case where the heavy metals play a big role in facilitating this. But in terms of neutralizing candida, it's fairly simple. 1 to 2 tablespoons of the silver hydrosol with the same amount or more of the aloe vera. My favorite aloe vera, if you're able to get it, and they can ship it to you anywhere in the United States, contiguous 48 particular, from South Florida, Pompano Beach. This is the Stockton Aloe 1. A-L-O-E-1.com. Aloe1.com. They ship it to you fresh frozen, which is real easy to do in the winter months. And you can thaw out what you need when you need it, keep the rest frozen. And you have the best organic, clean, unpasteurized. It's the whole plant. It's awesome. And yet, they take out the stuff that would cause you to have the diarrhea, right? Because there are irritants. We've talked about Aloentin, I think it is called. And Dr. Michael Haley is taking care of that as well. So, there you go. Silver Aloe Protocol. Now, can you give it to your child? Yes. Remember, the first thing your child gets when they're born, your breast milk, contains micrograms of silver. It's a normal constituent of human milk, cow's milk, goat's milk, all mammalian milk. It's in whole grains, medicinal mushrooms. It's in water. For goodness sake, it's in tap water, in well water, and in spring water. So, yes, safely. Now, let me add the ultimate level of safety to your question, Lakin. Homeopathic medicine. There is, under numerous products that I've talked about, and it's even listed in Unlock the Power to Heal, the book I wrote with Ty Bollinger, and there's a whole chapter on it. I talk about the adjuncts for candida. And that is homeopathic. King Bio has them. If you go to drkings.com, there are homeopathic remedies that can be safely given to adults and children to help overcome the yeast overgrowth. So between the silver and between the homeopathics, then you can replenish with the good probiotic recolonization, the microbiome replenishers, whether it be Dr. O'Hara's, which I'd be giving to my kids. I would poke open the little gel cap before they were able to swallow these things and just put it in their mouth. That will work well with thrush. Or Innate Response also has a great probiotic as well. Super Don, do you have anything to add on this?
No. Actually, okay. I don't. No.
All right. Well, selenium,
I'm not
again,
a candida
important.
Expert.
No, that's
in fact, I didn't even know what candida was until I started working on this show. I thought candida was a song by Tony Orlando and Dawn.
Right, could be. But no, That's okay. If you don't know what it is, that means you haven't suffered from it. That's good. So, Lakin, if you have additional questions, let me know. Now, second question of the day, the one I don't know yet where I'm going with. It's from James. James says this, very to the point. I would like to become a New Age healer. How would I become one? And there isn't even a question mark on it. So I'm like, okay, it's a declaration. Maybe you've already
figured
it out.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Yes. Abra. Cadabra. There you go.
Poof. You're a New Age healer.
You're now a New Age healer.
What is a New Age healer? Come on. Really? Isn't New Age also 30 years ago now? What is that? I mean, at what age do you want to be a healer? The old age, the new age, the stone age? It doesn't matter what age. I don't know what you're defining New Age as. Is it energy medicine? Is it Reiki? Do you still believe that's New Age? It's like we are all energetic beings created by the ultimate source of energy, God. And, you know, healing touch, whether it's Reiki, whether it's prayer, Whatever you call it, I really don't care. But how do you become one? Listen, I want to tell you, how about Trinity School of Natural Health? They're not going to call it a New Age healer. They'll call it a naturopath, a certified natural health, but you're going to learn energy medicine there. You'll learn about herbs. You'll learn about essential oils. Think, how about trinityschool.org? Go there, James. I don't know if that's your definition of New Age, and it doesn't matter to me, frankly, what you call it. But if you want to learn how to heal people without harming them, yes, integrate concepts that might be more gentle and energetic in nature. But I don't consider that New Age. I consider that ancient. We used to know that there is a sacred energy. In homeopathy, we call it the vital force. In Christianity, they call it the Holy Spirit. In chiropractic, they call it innate intelligence. And James, you could call it New Age if you want. But get back to me if you have...
You need to get a little more specific so we know kind of...
A little more definitive on your statement, like to become a New Age healer, how do I do it? I don't know. Go to trinityschool.org, learn about their programs, and you'll learn healing. Really good, holistic, natural healing. Folks, we got one more segment. I don't know how we got here. When you're 85, what are you going to be most happy about? In Britain, you might be surprised by the answer some ladies gave.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee, EASY66 to 85850.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson.
Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Let rip the musical bed.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, on the YouTube chat, somebody mentioned, Tip Wolf mentioned that I had mentioned another documentary about HIV, the false reality that HIV is part of AIDS, right? Immune collapse is real. Immune deficiency is real. Even acquiring it can be considered real, but it isn't caught so much as what you do to your immune system to break it down, to destroy it. And in addition to House of Numbers, Nicole Zwerin has done a documentary called Behind the Fear. And it was there a subtitle to that, Super Don? Behind the Fear?
Behind the Fear, Hidden Story of HIV.
Okay. So, you know, it's important for me to bring that up, too, and I'm glad you reminded me of it, because we have been so brainwashed to believe things that are incorrect, right? A lot of our beliefs are based on what we are told. Again, this is why, you know, questioning authority, questioning reality is healthy and it's good. Some people say, oh, stop it. It's just, you're being ridiculous, right? No, you're being ridiculous just kowtowing to whatever authoritarians tell you to believe, whether it be in government or 501c3 churches, religions, mosques, etc. How about having your intellectual capacity reestablished? How about critical thinking skills in all things? And that, you know, that's where real science and endeavor happens, and we endorse that and embrace that. Now, in a scientific endeavor over in England, they asked the question of women over 85 there. Yeah. Happiness after 85. Why are you happy? And the headline, I don't know if it's leading or misleading or if it's accurate, but I read this and I got a question, Super Don. Yeah. Women over 85 are happier because their partner is dead by then? That's what the psychiatrists are saying. Is that true?
Well, yes, kind of.
What?
And you have to understand, I laughed out loud. I'm glad I didn't have coffee in my mouth this morning when I was going through the news and I came across this headline, because that is the actual headline. Women over 85 are happier because their partner is dead by then, according to psychiatrists. And this was not an isolated incident. There were several other news outlets that were carrying the same story and used very similar headlines, like women are more unhappy than men for most of their entire life. Now, that kind of makes sense, but here's another one. Women are only truly happy after their husbands die.
Okay, so that's where they're pulling it from. I don't know, ladies? Is that true? I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Well, I could ask my mom, but she's not 85 yet. So we'll have to see about
that.
Okay,
and so what they did was they took this survey of the women. And they found, and I'm just paraphrasing here, that women reported less happiness, more depression when they were in their early years, like 16 to 24.
Yeah.
And it also was there between 25 and 34. And each bracket still showed this. And then there was this dramatic difference.
Mm-hmm.
By the time the women were 85 and over, the percentage of women that were reporting these things dropped down to like 14% versus 28%.
Because their spouse was no longer there to annoy them?
Well, and this is where they're kind of they're extrapolating things here a little bit. Because what you've got is you've got men typically will die around age 75, and women will die around age 85. So I think what they're doing here is they're kind of not being too fair. Because it's like the women who are 85, statistically, their husbands die before they do.
Sure, but Super D, to be fair, let's go to the BBC Channel 13 for commentary out of England to kind of get an accurate perspective on this situation. Maybe somebody should talk to the husbands.
I'm not dead!
Yeah. He said he's not dead.
Yes, he is.
I'm not! He isn't?
Well, he will be soon. He's very ill.
I'm getting better!
No, you're not. You'll be stone dead in a moment.
I feel fine!
Well, do us a favour.
I can't! I think I'll go for a walk.
You're not fooling anyone, you know. Look.
I feel happy! I feel happy!
Oh, thanks very much.
Not at all.
Oh, who put them up to that? Was that one of the 85-year-old ladies?
I'm going
to
guess maybe I think that may have been like an 85-year-old eligible bachelor may have been trying to take out the competition, maybe.
Yeah, I'm not dead yet. I'm happy. I feel happy.
I'm getting better.
Well,
bonk.
All right, folks, that'll about do it for the Robert Scott Bell Show tonight. We'll be back with who knows what. Maybe we get Doc Newsom on tomorrow. We haven't had him on in a couple of weeks. Catch up on some things with organics and Super D. If you have any other thoughts, or if y'all watching and listening, go to robertscottbell.com, submit your comments. If you're watching on YouTube, I got a few more minutes with you after the break. And we'll be back tomorrow with more powerful healing. Thanks again to Cheryl Chumley. Thanks to Patrick on the board. Thanks to Super D for making this sound so good that the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.